1160 The Quest presents Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Super pumped to be here today.
You should be super pumped. This is a big celebration.
We're
going casual today in light of it.
It's true. We're all t-shirts and Katie today. It's going to be great. Katie, you look lovely. Normally, I wear a suit. I didn't go to work today. I just made a decision today that it was going to be casual.
As usual, I didn't get the memo.
Casual Saturday, because every episode of Honest to God is filmed live.
Yeah, that's right. And John Henry and I did not even plan to be casual together. We saw each other. We're both thrilled that it was casual.
And it was cool.
Yeah, I was also off work today. So
we're celebrating. It's our third anniversary.
Third anniversary. Three years.
Yep.
3 incredible years. Thank you for all of our listeners that have been supporting the show. If you have not and want to support, make sure that you subscribe. Hit the like button on this video if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not, pull over your car right now. Go to youtube.com/@honesttogod. Hit the subscribe button, like button, and put comments down below.
Heck yeah. Coincidentally, this is also our 5,000th episode of Honest to God.
5,000th?
Okay. 3 years.
I'm glad that you counted, because I did not.
Nope, I got it written down right here.
Right there.
Right now. So it's 5,000.
Okay, by John Henry's authority of counting.
Yeah. Go check out those other 4,999 episodes.
That's right. That's what Common Core math gives you.
We're going to do some fun facts real quick, and then we're going to do something. I mean, I even said off air, I don't really know what we're going to do today, but we got an all-star cast.
Yeah.
Right? We got, what are we saying? Contestants? All-star contestants?
All-star contestants. Yeah.
It's like the Season of Survivor they do like every 10 years where it's all the guys who won the previous Survivors.
Right, yeah. This might be a fiery episode of some things that I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Quick hot take, Survivor's not a good show. It's not very good. There's way better shows that are both like reality or survival. Survivor's bad at both of those. All right.
Wait, speaking of shows, I just recorded this. I know it's normally fun facts, but we're in the middle of a mini series for Julian's fun facts. So I just recorded a game show, which will air later on this year, I believe, on CBS.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the name of it on air, nor can I say who won. But
Julian rolled up today in a brand new Lambo, which was pretty cool.
So at least third place.
Yeah.
At least third place.
He's up there.
Yeah. So some more screen time. That's right.
Yeah, I love it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's say a prayer real quick, and then we'll kick everything off. Katie, you going to pray for us?
Absolutely,
John. You go, girl. All right.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, all that we have is from you. All of our joys, all of our successes, all of our failures. You have them all. And you love us as we are. Thank you for this community. Thank you for what it's done for my heart. We pray now that you send your Spirit upon us to help us know where you're moving in our lives, be upon our listeners, our viewers, Lord. Be upon every moment, every breath that we take. Help us always with discernment of spirits. Guide our conversations. Help us talk about what you most hope we talk about. And Blessed Mother, may you always wrap us in your mantle as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
It's pretty solid. We're going to need the Holy Spirit, too, I think, because, once again, literally no idea what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, that's a prayer to start off a third-year anniversary show. Man.
I don't grade prayers.
No.
If I did, though, it'd be a solid 93. That's where we're landing with that one.
Yeah. Extra three for the Latin at the end. Was it Latin at the end?
I'll give you another one for the Latin. Make it 94. That's a good point.
Good.
I mean, I'm not allowed to grade him anymore.
No, he's not.
The other guy that did Latin on the last episode got half a point, so I'm thankful for that.
Oh, nice. All right, cool.
we won't talk about him now.
No, it's fine. We're allowed.
We all know who he is, and we love him.
So, fun facts. But are we doing something weird? What did you say, Julian? Fun facts, but only fun facts from the last 3 years.
Oh, I have some fun stuff that I'm going to throw in there for the last 3 years, but no, the fun facts are going to remain the same because we are contractually obligated to do that. Producer Julian and myself has a mini-series that I started in the last episode, so make sure that you are subscribed just so you can hear the entire top 10 things that I never do in the shower. I said that wrong. Top 10 reasons.
That's what she said.
Wow. Yeah, this is the third year anniversary party. Top 10 reasons why I never shower. Okay. We changed it from why I never go to mass.
I don't know how you rank the stuff that you wouldn't do. Yeah, that's fine.
Change my oil. You know, like replace a tire.
Never
can't
do it.
Can't do the show.
But I don't ever start. I know that we're in a weird position, so it's actually going to go that way, and then back to me.
Okay.
It starts with Pierce.
Oh.
All right. Y'all show us one, though. Y'all are like pros. You're on here every week. So, what you got? One fun fact.
Fun fact. So, there was a band from back home. I'm like the Metro Atlanta guy, called The Chariot. They were like a metal band.
The Cherry?
The Chariot.
The Chariot. Like horse wagon
like the
thing.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah. Band, heck yeah. I like those.
And they had their last show ever in Douglasville, Georgia. So, just outside of Metro Atlanta. Yeah. And I was there for it. It was the last show ever for that venue. It was a Christian venue ran by like a pastor who like gave grilled cheeses out as long as the kids went to Bible study. It was really cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And it was sold out. I'm in the documentary for that last Chariot performance ever. It was really cool. You just see me jumping into the crowd.
No,
it's my fun fact.
That's great.
White t-shirt. I was like 80 pounds at the time. It was mostly flat ironed hair.
Nice.
And it was really good.
We got a kid at our school. Little guy, real quiet. Yeah. I won't say his name on air. Great kid, but real quiet, real, I don't know, probably 5'6", 5'7". He never, like, he doesn't talk to people a whole lot. He just really keeps to himself. He's got some friends, but he's just not a real outgoing guy. Every freaking dance, he crowd surfs, and it's the coolest thing in the world. And looks kind of unimpressed. He's just like, this is the thing I do. And he's up there. Just being carried around, just kind of looking.
Doesn't even like anymore. Just he knows the crowd wants it. He's like, all right.
Everyone expects it. Yeah. Let's do it.
I love that.
That was good. That was a good fun fact. What you got, Katie?
Oh, man. Well, I always get super stumped on fun facts because I feel like there's nothing fun about me.
Katie, I'm sure that's not true.
I, on the topic of bands, because we seem to talk about a lot about bands when our guy Pierce is around, and I'm thankful for that. I'm a pretty big metal fan myself, and I have moshed at two different concerts.
Ooh, nice.
And one was at Slipknot. Actually, three, but this band headlined for Slipknot. So it was Slipknot, Gojira, and Avenged Sevenfold. So the Gojira was awesome. The Slipknot was scary. The Avenged Sevenfold was kind of in the middle.
Okay.
But not really fun, but it's fun for me.
But not really scary.
But not really scary. Well, good. At times it was scary. Okay. But they were very nice, and man, those guys are strong. I'm not a little person, but those guys hoisted me up and tried to get me to crowd surf, and that's when security was called, and they were just like, not today. Not with the lady.
Never crowd surfed. They don't do a whole lot of that at like Trace Adkins concerts, so
they ought to.
Yeah, they should incorporate that. Old Crow Medicine Show doesn't have a real good like mosh scene.
You could start one there.
Start showing
it takes
people.
One guy to start.
See what happens. Yeah. I'll do a fun fact.
You could do it.
I just because I feel like it's the kind of fun fact that's going to make the people that I would like to irritate irritated.
Good.
I just got back from about a week and a half safari in Namibia. I always tell people I'm going to Africa, right? I'm already booked for next summer, and I go pretty regularly. I really like that. And they're always like, oh, you doing mission work? I'm like, no, I'm going on vacation to hunt things. And it's great. Had a great time. We had a lot of success and fed a lot of people. A lot of people don't know that, but that's what happens to the meat when you shoot the animal. The whole reason that hunting over there has been so good for conservation is because the locals, who are really irritated with all the various kinds of antelope and stuff that are grazing on the same grass as their goats and are getting in their gardens and everything, right? The only reason that those animals are allowed to exist without the locals shooting them all is because they know some guy is going to come over from the U.S., they're going to get a check, and they're going to get the meat from the animal. So we ate some of it. Yeah. I ate a bunch of weird stuff, and it was awesome. So cool.
That is a
really
fun fact.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
Brought a priest.
Okay.
Had mass every single day the Kalahari Desert, dude. It was cool. Dude. It was really cool.
Next year.
Highly recommend. Yeah, come on.
So that's the goal.
I'll send you an invoice.
Good. An invoice. Gonna try and fundraise. All right, so for producer Julian's mini series of reasons why I never shower, which was changed from never go to mass, we're gonna start with number four. We're gonna do 4 through 7 for this episode. Number four, I used to shower, but it got so boring I stopped.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And number five, I shower only on special occasions like Easter and Christmas.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Number six, none of my friends shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
It is a good reason. Yeah. And seven, I'm still young. Maybe when I'm older and have gotten a bit dirtier, I might start showering.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe so you can hear more of these. Check out our last video so that you can see the first or hear the first three.
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So we've got about 45 minutes worth of airtime to fill. Mm-hmm. Okay. And once again, I was not exaggerating when I said I'm not planned. I don't know what we're going to talk about. But I do want to talk a little bit about the past 3 years that I think have been pretty phenomenal. Julian, did you say you had a snapshot of sort of the last 3 years of world history stuff, big events in the last three years?
I actually found on a website of how things are measured or measuring things. It's called actually themeasureofthings.com. And it measured things that happened in a 3-year time span, not things that happened 3 years ago. I may have misled you on that.
Okay.
So we'll start with the first one, which I think is cool. 3 years was about 10% of Pope Pius the Ninth's reign, which was a little over 30 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
10% of his reign. So we were 10% of the way of Pope Pius the Ninth ring.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So just the things that happened during that time, imagine what honest to God's doing.
Yeah,
nowadays,
seriously.
You know? Yeah.
Seriously. Is that it?
We'll sprinkle these all throughout.
Can I get a couple more?
Okay. I can give you a couple more. Yeah, I was going to sprinkle them throughout the episode.
Trying to think about how the world has changed in the past 3 years, too.
The world's changed what? We're now in a new pope.
New pope, American new president. Pope.
Yep. Yeah. Pope, president.
American president, too.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah, that's what I
hear. Allegedly.
I'm gonna dig into here a little bit, some favorite episodes and stuff like that. But one thing that I really like, I was thinking about this earlier. I don't know if it's my favorite from the last 3 years, but it's absolutely been my favorite in the last year. Is Pierce's conversion story? I thought it was really good.
Oh, thank you, man.
That's cool.
All three of you have done conversion stories before.
Yes.
Sick.
Yeah. Katie's was.
Y'all's were longer than a year ago, though.
Katie's was about a year ago.
No way.
January 24, so.
Okay, so a year and a half.
I was right when I did my quick math.
I literally thought, let me make sure I don't offend anybody else, but no.
Pierce's I was also on how to measure things. I was on there like, this is exactly how long Pierce's conversion story was.
I remember.
That's right.
No, that's one of my favorite, definitely my favorite episode of last year.
Yeah, no, I think it might be the most popular episode. I was hoping that
it would become.
It's very close, and it should be more popular than mine. And so let's check
because
right
he's
now.
So good looking.
I don't know, man. It's because of the hairband. The hairband is. It's
a good look.
It's clickbait.
We're gonna do that super clickbaity thumbnail with just like the white outline of the headband, and you staring into the camera. That's gonna be all over YouTube.
With that like highlighted body part.
It's gonna be perfect.
The chalk they put around the person on those videos. Never understood that. I don't know why that works.
It
works. Yeah, there's like a science behind clickbaiting, and I fall for it every time.
Julian, give me your. What's your favorite episode so far?
What's my favorite episode so far? So are we talking about
one of the top.
Oh wow!
Like, give us an episode from your top five, and you can't say Pierce's because I just said Pierce's.
So I'm gonna go with the one where
you definitely can't say your
talked
own
about the Disney, all the Disney stuff.
Oh yeah,
and had what was her name that shared about Gaston and said that Gaston.
Jaira.
Jaira, yeah,
she's
married
and has a baby on the way.
Jaira's married.
So is her sister Miriam married?
Wow.
Baby on the way.
Okay, yep. That's amazing. But yeah, so Jaira wrote a letter, a story in college about how Gaston is the hero. And you're actually starting to see this really cycle a lot on social media.
And it's 100% right.
It is. So I'll unpack it real quick since I brought it up. So Gaston was in love with this beautiful woman, Belle, and who was captured by this beast and taken away and held captive in a castle. So Gaston, in his heroicism, stages this mob to go and rescue her.
The only thing he does is he's a jerk.
He's a little bit of a jerk, but I mean, you know, maybe misunderstood.
Dude looked great.
He's just
maybe just has an accurate depiction of himself. All right,
exactly.
He has a great chin. in yeah. super good shape. All right.
Yeah. But then Disney goes and just villainizes him for this rescue that he does.
Every That's time really this comes rough. Up, I feel like I do have to say, we're not talking live action. Live action, okay. the guy does like actual bad, evil things. We're talking cartoon. Cartoon is the only thing that counts.
Right.
That's the only
right.
canon. That's yeah. the canon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gaston's, like yeah, Gaston's not that bad of a dude.
Yeah, because in the live action, he's a womanizer and mm-hmm. he's talking about like, oh, it's okay, Belle, you know, when, or his other lady friends, right. it's okay, you know, when Belle and I get married, we'll still be able to have
yeah,
our
Gaston
fun.
Gaston doesn't do that in the cartoon.
No.
In the cartoon, all these floozies are throwing themselves at Gaston, and Gaston yeah. says no.
No.
And he's interested in Belle, and everybody wow. talks about, well, he takes his book from her. She's reading romantic novel trash. All right, yeah. it's just garbage. He's really doing her favor. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'd say that's my favorite episode, but the one that I think touched me the most emotionally is going to be, there's two conversion stories, and they're tied. It's Tessa's and Katie's. Katie's, really, every time she's on, I bring it up, and actually, except for the last episode. But
it was
very
good. Go check it out. We'll link in the show
Katie's
notes.
Is incredible. We'll link both Katie's and Pierce's in the show notes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Julian.
It's really sweet. Can we go into another movie conspiracy that I have?
That's all I want to talk about.
Okay,
yeah.
perfect. So
I'm sorry. No, please. Before he does, I want to hear.
Pierce, if you could shut up for a second.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I want to hear from Katie. I want to know Katie's favorite, like most the impactful
oh,
yeah. episodes.
Oh my goodness. Well, are we allowed to say episodes that we've been on?
Yeah.
Or,
totally.
Okay. Well,
I've been
they're...
on every episode we talked about so far.
Oh really? I didn't notice. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
You should host this thing.
Yeah. So. Actually, the previous two, which were hard for me at first, and it was the Valentine's episode with mm-hmm. Pierce, and then the COVID episode.
Oh,
with,
COVID
yeah.
was good.
I mean, it was hilarious because sadly Xander's not here, and he normally sits here. But I just like to watch how we kind of decked it out about some really random facts about Valentine's Day yeah. and about COVID-related things, and I actually learned a lot during those episodes, and, you know, both Pierce and Xander have become some very, very special men in my life, and I'm so glad to have you as friends, and just thankful for this community and for the doors that it has opened to me as a family.
Oh, stop it, Katie. We're happy to have you around.
Freaking love
yeah.
you all.
Oh, we love you too, Katie. That's awesome.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed every episode we've ever done that talked about love or relationships. Those were always fun.
Yeah.
The one we did up at the Ark with, come on.
Chloe.
Yes. Yeah, that was
yep.
awesome. Mm-hmm. That was
aired
so fun.
Fairly recently. We'll also link that one in the show notes. That was a really good dating episode. Unpacked a lot of things about how men need to take the lead, and she was really receptive to that and talked about how it was important to her.
Yeah, we're going
to
spend the whole second half of this episode talking about Pierce's current relationship, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to
be great.
Who is maybe sitting to my left here
maybe
taking
possibly.
Notes. Maybe, possibly, yeah.
That's
may or may not be shown.
That's
been
the real
we were
about
to do a face reveal. First time in Oscar history. My gosh.
All right. That's good. What about you? You got a favorite one?
Oh, that's hard, man.
Also, your own conversion story.
That's right. That's right. I think my episode that I did last with Father Bender was really good with the music.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was fun.
His father, I'm sorry, I said Father Bender. Both Father Johns in my life. Father Klein.
Yeah.
They
lived
together. Yeah. It's my fault in that. Sorry, fathers, both fathers. But I have to see them both the next week, so they're going to hate me for that.
Oh, boy.
So I loved that because Father Klein is a gentleman who I admire.
Mm-hmm.
As Theo Vaughn says, admires when, like, you are jealous of somebody, but you still like them, you know?
I like
and
that,
And he is very smart. You know, his like, I think he works with the Georgia Tech students in their ministry, so he's got to be up there academically already, musically inclined, and I love having back and forth with him. So when we were on a Ten Commandments trip recently, I just exhausted him with questions and was like, yeah, but what about this? And he would just have a great answer, and I was like, all right, fine, like, whatever,
That's
just
awesome.
Keep going back. So I loved having him on an episode.
He
that was
a
cool.
good holy man. Have
he's
you checked
awesome.
Him out on Spotify?
I have. Actually, the first time I ever met him, he was playing music at a bar. I think it was a Catholic-owned right. brewery. And I walked in, and there was a man wearing the clerical outfit. I was, like, brand new to visiting Catholic stuff. And he was singing Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Sure.
And I was like, this is... Okay. All right.
Was that Six Bridges?
It was, I think. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
yeah
it
that's was. A Catholic-owned brewery.
Oh, that's awesome.
We all need to go there sometime.
We have. Oh, I know that was a Catholic place. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah,
love that. That's great. Yeah, but that was probably my favorite episode. I like having Father Klein kind of have to deal with my responses and questions. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had a movie conspiracy.
I do. So, cut me off if we need to. I'll try to make this quick.
Yeah, you only have 8 minutes.
Okay. Gosh, if I don't make it, it's not good. have you guys seen Rocky?
Yeah.
You heard of Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think Rocky is really a psychological thriller about an abusive man.
Okay.
Rocky is coming in punch drunk, and he is in love with this woman. You might have heard of her, right?
Adrian.
Adrian is, from the get-go, not inclined at all toward Rocky.
Sure.
He's like, hey. She's like, no. And so he goes into her work, and she's like, why are you here?
Right.
I want to talk to you. She says, don't. So he walks out, but not, like, willingly. It takes a few no's. And so then he befriends her brother, who's about as equally mentally unkiltered as Rocky.
Right.
But for no good excuse. Not from punch drunk. He's just a mean guy. And he's like, yeah, I want you to help me out. She goes, he's like, yeah, no problem. So he goes, you're going to go on a date with Rocky. And this is her brother that should be protecting her. And she's like, I'm scared. I don't want to. And he threatens her with violence if she doesn't go.
Okay.
And so she goes on a date. And then their date consists of Rocky punching the air and saying he's going to be big one day. And they're walking around the city. And then he says, can we go to your house? And she says, no. The next scene, they're at their house. So he's already just been like, no, I'm going to keep doing what
this
I want to do.
This is bothering me because I love Rocky. All right, keep
going. The next scene, he's like, can I come inside? No. Now they're dating. From that moment on, if you watch it, anytime he wins at anything, she's almost like, oh, he keeps getting better and I can't escape now. Like, at least if he was a failure, I could just walk away. But each movie, each episode of the saga, she's more and more just not okay.
Until she dies in Rocky Balboa. Did you see Rocky Balboa?
I haven't seen Balboa. That was the one I haven't seen. I've seen Creed's.
Actually,
and I've seen
not that bad.
Really?
Like, Rocky V was miserable.
That
right?
was true, yeah.
But Rocky Balboa was pretty great.
Okay.
It was a pretty good movie. He doesn't win in the end because he's old and he's presented as an old guy.
So
this
the
is amazing.
One, the one time he is a failure where she can see it and
she's dead.
It. She's dead.
Yeah.
She's in heaven like, oh my gosh, dude.
That's
I could have been
awesome.
Free if I'd have been out three more
all
months.
Right, I didn't like that at all because I love Rocky.
I know. And
Rocky
IV
is one of my, Rocky IV is one of my top three favorite movies ever in the history of the world.
Now, is that the, that's the.
Ivan Drago.
Okay. So
not
this is
Mr.
when
T.
he avenges Mr. T.
Yeah.
I love that
no,
one.
No. Mr. T is who he kills, or right. who he fights in the third one. Apollo, when he avenges Apollo, Ivan kills
he avenges
Apollo.
Him.
Yeah.
Great.
It's good.
Great movie.
Can we please talk about Rocky for the rest of the episode?
Because I'm fine with it.
I love Rocky.
I'm sorry, we cannot.
He's Catholic. He's Catholic.
There's a lot of other Catholic things we could talk about.
Yeah. Joe Biden's Catholic, we could talk about him. So we could do that if we want to.
Are we going to start next segment with a cake? Is that the idea?
I was thinking about that. Or maybe at the very end, we'll bring everybody back in. So for some context, we are going to have a shift of everybody that's in here at the second half. And then we'll probably do the cake at the very end. We'll bring everybody back in for like
with
the last
birthday
few
hats.
Minutes. Yeah.
And if you're listening to this right now, swing by the studio every episode of Honest Guys Film Live, grab a piece of cake.
Yep.
I like
please
that.
Don't do that. Please don't come by the studio. There will be no cake for you.
It'll be all gone.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about things to come. What's coming down the pipe, Julian, for Honest to God?
What's coming down the pipe for Honest to God? That is a great question. We are growing
exponentially.
That I'm sitting over here and we've got another producer that
37
is
people in the room.
Running the all the electronics behind the scenes, which has made my job a lot easier, and then we can kind of grow from there. Hopefully our Instagram presence will continue to grow so that we can reach people on that front, but we are definitely always looking for more and more support, whether you want to be on camera or off camera, whether helping with social media, helping design, some of the graphics. There's opportunities for you to grow professionally as well as spiritually. So send us an email, youngadults@thequestatlanta.com, and let us know that you want to help out. Let us know what you can do.
And in that same vein, I wish we could bring it on. Maybe we can do that second half. The giant board of all the topic ideas that exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many of those we get from randos who just send us an email saying, like, y'all should talk about Rocky Balboa for 2 hours, right? And then we're like, great idea. So that's what we're doing this episode.
That's right.
And then,
but that was Pierce's idea.
But,
I sent it in myself. I used a different email.
He didn't actually email.
He didn't do Rocky.
But there's a but all the ideas, I mean, or the majority of our ideas come from user submissions. And once again, you have something that you're really passionate about, you want to come talk about it, shoot us an email, come talk on the show. It'd be fun. Yep. We have a lot of people who come, and there's a lot of returning folks, obviously, but you know, that's kind of the idea, is it's sort of this ministry, but we want you to be a part of it. So yep. Come yep. Hang out. What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. We should do dinosaurs episode. Dinosaurs.
Not to mention the amount of fun that we have off air in between takes. That is where you really get the fruit and grow spiritually.
A lot of shots. Mm-hmm. A lot of we don't drink. That's a lie, too. I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood today. You remember when we had that person on the air who was a young earth creationist? And it was really interesting. It was super interesting. Okay. We spent like the whole hour talking about like, I want you to steal man, dinosaurs aren't real. Go.
So they don't believe, they're not even young earth, but dinosaurs were real.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, so it was that they coexisted with humans.
That's what it is. Okay.
And that there
earth
was a cover-up.
6,000 years old. Yeah. Right. Dinosaurs were killed in the flood or something.
Yeah killed in the flood. That's right.
That's like the Kent Hovind theory. He was a Protestant that I used to follow.
I think it's super neat. It's really cool. I think it's nonsense, but neat.
Have you heard of the idea from that? There's the antediluvian period that Kent Hovind, they call him Dr. Dino, is a Christian.
Cool.
You know, I think he was a little bit loopy, but he had this idea that the reason why they lived so long back then, and they were so much bigger back then, like the Nephilim or whoever these giants were, was because of the greater oxygen capacity that the earth could hold prior to the flood. Leaves and vegetation were bigger, people were bigger. That's why there was dinosaurs as well. So that's why they believed happened. And then the flood killed the dinosaurs. And I went to school and I learned that at a school.
Yeah. You did, in real life.
I did. And then I went to college and I was like, what is happening?
You guys are telling me.
You're telling me this world.
And then, so did you hear about Devil's Tower?
Devil's Tower. No.
Their conspiracy or their theory is that it's a tree stump.
What is Devil's Tower?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. It's like the big mesa or whatever.
Right, is that right. Yeah, the mesa. Yeah.
Right.
If you, it does kind of look like a tree stump.
So it has nothing to do with the Tower of Babel.
No. Ooh,
but
no.
That's a better unhinged conspiracy. I like that. Just saying that's
not Babel. Not that it is a conspiracy. The Tower of Babel is biblical.
Oh, true
very
that.
Biblical.
True
I want to lean so hard into conspiracy theories. I feel like multiple times we have episodes where like we start to kiss up on some conspiracy stuff, and then you're like, hey, actually, but
rabbit hole.
I would love, I've said this 100 times on air, I want to be cool enough to believe all of them.
Me too.
I know a guy, 100% dead serious, will tell you that the earth is flat. I think that's awesome. I don't think it's flat, but I wish I did.
It's fun to know those people.
I wish I thought there was such like a big top level conspiracy. I wish that I thought that the world was that interesting.
Right.
Big cabal of Illuminati, Freemason, whatever, who were trying to convince us all that the world was round for some weird reason. That's cool. Right. That's amazing.
That's right.
All right, it is amazing.
Well, that's okay. We got about 20 seconds, so we can wrap up this half.
You don't want me to throw out any more conspiracy theories?
I mean, I would love
space
to.
Space lasers.
But
guess who controls them? Not going to say it on air. We'll talk about it a little bit. But first, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to eat some birthday cake. We're going to do some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you stay tuned. Yes.
Did I take that landing, producer Julian?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio.
More of Honest to God is coming up on AM 1160, The Quest.
Let's see, I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And now back to Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Honest to God. Happy birthday to you.
Janice, you just blow it out, I think.
Hey!
Oh, come on. I don't ever know. Smoke
detector in? We made it outside, so we don't.
Okay.
They are trick candles.
They are trick candles. Okay.
Wow.
No, this is what we're doing for the next 26 minutes. Just keep
going. You know what? This one, okay, run now.
I'm ready.
I'm going to run now before because the curtains might catch fire, so I'm going to go. Bye, guys.
All right, you're the best. I'm covered in ash and molten metal. I dig it. That was great.
Okay, so now we leave.
Yeah, now we leave. Yeah.
Oh, okay, bye, guys. It's been real.
Fun.
Make good choices.
Okay, look, awesome.
We are going.
We're on air right now.
We're on air.
Great. That was good. Yeah. I was really hoping that we were going to catch the honest to God birthday cake sing-along.
Yeah, we snuck in starting it during the sing-along. Nobody even knew it was coming.
I feel like it's smoky.
It's a little smoky, but there's no smoke detector, so it's not going to ruin the show.
Cool. All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. We got more pros. This is only your second time, right?
Yeah.
Elsie?
No, third episode, yeah.
Third episode?
Elsie.
I said that. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say Elsie?
You said right, so I said yes.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. So we got Bella, longtime vet of the show. Yeah. We got Elsie, might have been on before. Then we got Tessa.
Face of the show.
Literally just...
the face of the show. Yeah,
she's on all of our business cards.
Yeah, on the
everything.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget that a lot until Julian sometimes. He's like, hey, look who's on the card. I'm like, wait, what?
So I see Tessa, you, and my face every day because I have a stack of the cards on my dresser.
Nice.
Yep. So just so y'all know, I roll out of bed at like 5:30. In my underwear, in my closet, looking at you guys. Not on purpose, but still.
Oh, you'll be a Hail Mary every time you say
pretty great. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, that'd actually be helpful, if you said a Hail Mary every time you say
it. All right, so this kind of leans into the whole conspiracy thing, because we had finally brought up some good conspiracy stuff, and then y'all pulled Pierce, who I was talking to.
It's because...
you aren't caught up. Oh, you want to nerd out on conspiracies?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. But because there's a grand conspiracy against you,
that's what I feel like.
I don't know if I fully believe all of them, but I think interesting.
That's what I was saying last episode. Is like, I don't believe the vast majority of them.
Yeah.
But like, they're really neat, and I love to hear the mental gymnastics people do to be like, no, world, it's flat and hollow, and surrounded by ice. So that's how it works.
It's like a job. Like, people are hired to do conspiracy writings.
Please tell me more about that.
I've just seen it, like, looking up for jobs.
First, just for the sake of continuity, can you some way, like, segue that into the third anniversary episode?
And let's start with fun facts.
But
if you're looking for something to do...
While in between episodes of Honest to God coming out, because you've been a loyal listener for 3 years, there you go. Now go. You can become
look at jobs on just a job website, and I... was doing that one day, and I saw a conspiracy writer job.
What does that mean?
You just
make up stuff?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't look super into it, but I was like, okay.
Jell-O is made out of pandas because Bill Gates wants us all to be atheists. Like that? Boom, did I just do it? Can I get like $25 for that?
That's a headline right there.
That'd be awesome.
What do you think are some Catholic things that people might... like think are actually like are conspiracies, but they're actually like real Catholic things.
So
relics.
The Pope runs the world.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Because a lot of people probably think we're crazy.
Like they could be. Like isn't that's what you're saying?
Yeah,
like, could be.
Well, no, one of them is the Pope runs the world.
That's
a conspiracy, and it's kind of not wrong.
He ought to.
I mean, it's not entirely wrong. I mean, I know he doesn't run the world, but I mean, there's a lot of he drives. All of the faith of the world. I mean, everybody follows. I mean, that's not everybody believes in his authority, but everything he does impacts the entire world.
Here's the best one about the Catholics. Do you ever read, this might be before y'all's time, but Chick Tracts? They're the little guy named John Chick. He's a Baptist. I think he's dead now. But he used to make these little tracts, these little like comic strips. And they were about basically how everybody's going to hell except for him and his weird niche group of ultra super double fundamentalist Baptists or whatever, right? Nope. But he had multiple ones about the Catholic Church, and they are awesome. I want to live in, I want the world to be the way that he views it, right? He's got all these great things about like Jesuits and how there's this secret Jesuit. What I was like, dude, your Jesuits are so much cooler than real Jesuits. Like, I wish our Jesuits were secretly involved in assassination plots for bad guys to further the church and all these. It was awesome. But there's a lot of cool anti-Jesuit conspiracy theories from back in the day.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. But once again, all of them are good.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, they're good if you're on our team, right?
If you're on our team, right.
I have in my classroom this big political cartoon from, like, the early 1900s, and it's all these, like, little school kids, and they're on this cliff, and the ocean's in front of them, and there's this man holding them back like he's protecting them, and he's got a Bible in one hand, and a tattered American flag is flying behind him, and from out of the water are coming bishops with like crocodile, their mitres, their hats are like crocodile things, and the whole thing is about how the Catholic Church is coming to brainwash and steal Protestant children and turn them into Catholics. Whoa. And I was like,
I know
yes,
exactly what
that is exactly my plan. I want to destroy the public schools and turn all the Protestants into Catholics. And yep, so I literally printed that out. Now I've got it up in the wall of my classroom.
But I have to continue the conspiracy against you, and we have to drive this conversation to fun facts.
You just you're working with big big radio.
Big radio.
You're
yeah.
trying to keep me down.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's actually big conspiracy. Yeah. It's not just big radio.
Oh,
yeah,
it goes
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I got hired on by big con. Yep.
Yeah. You can get a job apparently on Indeed.com according to Bella writing conspiracy. All right. You're right. You guys are new, so we have to do fun facts. You owe us 27 fun facts. You guys both just have to do one. She's only been on one time.
He's kidding.
I think that means she should start.
Two.
Yeah.
Me start.
Three.
Oh,
can you give us three? And then you'll have to do two.
Okay. This is a lot. I really don't like
them. It's going to be great.
Okay, a random fun fact is that I'm going to be a missionary.
Are you going to Jamaica?
No. I'm going to Philadelphia.
That's way less. Cool. I'm just kidding. That's awesome.
But they need it.
Yeah, no. Okay, so wait. You're going
to Christ in the City.
You're going to Philadelphia for how long?
10 months. A whole year.
No way.
Months.
With who?
Christ in the City.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Would you like to learn
more? I would. Yeah.
Second fun fact. What is Christ in the City? Second fun fact. This is the organization that I'm going to be with for a year. So the main mission and objective is to love, know, and serve the poor. Specifically those who are chronically homeless.
Okay.
And so the way that Christ the City is modeled after to kind of go off that is we walk the same exact street routes for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully getting to know those who have chronically lived on those street routes, and hopefully through reconnecting them with society, through loving them and being there for them, they have the desire to get off the streets and to find better for themselves.
That's really cool.
And so that's what I'll be doing for a whole year.
Is there like a religious order that's associated with it? Or?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Catholic though. So
how do you like hook up with them?
So we went on a mission trip with them through our Focus Missionaries last spring break.
Okay.
And that is how I found out about them.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, that counted. That was all three. You got all three done.
So, well, actually, I'm curious. At this point, you have now interacted with some homeless and seen how actually incredible they can be if you just sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
They are so perceptive about the world.
For sure.
Good, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, I dig it. Bella, yours two.
What?
It was two fun facts.
Oh, I two? Two,
yeah.
One plus one is two.
You gained one over.
Not three.
You've been gone for so long.
Yeah. You gotta keep coming back.
I really like sparkling water.
That is the lamest fact I've ever heard. She's talking about like dying to herself to serve
credit.
The homeless and whatever. You're like, I prefer when my water has bubbles in it.
Do you make your own sparkling water?
I used to. We used to have SodaStream.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not anymore. Yeah.
It still counts. It's fine. It's fine.
You're welcome. Tessa's the one who started that. Sparkling water with lime.
So good.
That doesn't count. That does not count as the second one back. You're still just one. This is just more context for the one.
What's another good one?
Don't have to be about you. It can be about anything.
Oh. I always grew up with chickens, and so I like chickens.
Yeah, me too. I have 100 chickens arriving at my house in like 5 days.
Really?
Yeah. We have
like
a bunch of chickens.
Oh my gosh.
We have a bunch of chickens, but we got more coming.
Do you eat them?
Mm-hmm. All of these will be retiring to my freezer about 10 to 12 weeks after they show up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's exciting stuff.
Do your kids play with them?
No.
Really?
No, I mean, they do chores. You know, we have chickens and turkeys and ducks and goats, and we got a bunch of stuff. And so baby goats, my kids play with baby goats. Like, that's totally an acceptable thing to do, but they don't really get attached to all the other stuff. And we don't eat the goats. they're milk goats, so you can get used to the goats, right? Yeah. You can't get used to the chickens, though.
Yeah.
Every time we have, like something with something wrong with it, like, we had a chicken a while back, and one of his legs was really short, and it was just like a handicapped chicken, and that chicken, I decided, like, it wasn't a meat bird, it was an egg bird. It was like that chicken, because my daughter Teresa loves it. She loves like anything that needs help and whatever. And so finally, I was like, okay, that chicken can just live on like chicken vacation forever. And that chicken lived a very pampered chicken life. Yeah, his name was Rosie. And it saw its friends come and go, and new friends show up, and then them get eaten. And not Rosie, she just hobbled around the yard all day, every day.
We had a chicken like that. It lived for like 4 years,
yeah.
Like on one leg. We called it Hopper.
Yeah, aww. Rosie would not die.
Yeah.
All right. That was good. The second one was really good. All right, that's what you got.
Okay, so my first fun fact is that I just got to go to Italy, but specifically Siena.
Okay.
Which brings me to my next fun fact. So in the middle of that town, there's... this is probably a well-known fact. Okay. I just thought it was so cool because I was figuring it out for the first time, but there's a tower that stands, like, in the middle of the piazza thing, and there's, like, lines that go down the road, and it's, like, big open, and, like, when the sun shines on it at different times of the day, it's like a clock.
Oh,
and
no
I'm,
way.
Like, thinking in my head, I'm, like, making it all up, like, oh, I made this up. Like, I invented this in my head. No, they probably did that, of course, to tell the time before. They actually had clocks, but I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That's
so
really
right
cool.
In the middle of Siena, St. Catherine could have gone and see what time of day it was.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Julian, do you want to talk about things you do in the shower?
No, it's not things I don't do in the shower. We got that wrong. No, so this is the closeout from with this miniseries started August 2nd, and then August 9th was the second part, which I accidentally did the second part again on this episode earlier, which is my bad. We were just so excited that it was the third year anniversary. But we are going to close out the reasons that I never shower. Okay. So number 7. Actually, no, we already did number 7. Number 8. I really don't have time to shower. And for context, for those in the room, it was the reasons I never go to mass. But we changed it to shower. So number 9. The bathroom is never warm enough in the winter or cool enough in the summer. And number 10, with a couple of bonus, people who make soap are only after your money.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, and then I also get along really well without showering, and I work hard all week. I'm too tired to take a shower on the weekends. And finally, the first bar of soap I ever used gave me a rash, so I haven't used soap since.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Yes. Top 10 reasons why I never shower.
Thanks, Julian.
You're welcome.
All right. So I wanna get back in the Wayback Machine, though. We did this first segment a little bit, and I don't know. It's nostalgic and fun. I just like hearing people's favorite episodes or favorite whatever. Should be really easy for you because you've only been on one. So I'm really glad you're here. I'm sorry to be mean. I feel like I'm just picking on you. I don't know why. You're doing great, Elvin.
Tessa wasn't in here yet. Yours was your conversion story was actually my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was a great one.
That's not what he said.
That's exactly what I said.
He did not say that. Yeah.
I
didn't say that. That's a lie. Well, you can go back and watch it.
It's not a lie. I said Tessa's and Katie's. Fine.
I'm kidding. You definitely said that. I'm sorry. All right. But what you've been on 1,000 episodes, Tessa. Give us what are some favorites?
Oh man, I definitely the one that takes the cake is the one that I did with the Huber twins. I can't remember if y'all both were there. I think you might have been. Yeah. But just all of my favorite topics, theology of the body, dance.
Is that the dance one?
Oh, yeah.
That one was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Jeff Goldblum for half the episode.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of laughter.
Yes. I really love that one. And then I think we did one on, like, femininity at one point, and that's just, I just love that topic as well. So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Those are my top two up there.
There you go.
Hey, Elsie. you got any? What's the favorite? Your favorite?
And you didn't have to have been on it. You could have watched it because we know you've watched every single episode of Honest to God.
I haven't. I'm just going to be honest.
Honest to God.
Exactly.
All right, so of the one episode you were on, what was your favorite?
I was in two, okay, actually. I'm sorry. All right. You tell them. Well, honestly, it was just a really good episode. It was on inner healing with Bree and Miss Melissa. Oh, I can't remember her last name. I don't know if you remember her last name, but she does, inner healing work.
Yeah, I remember that
episode. And it was, just really, really beautiful how she brought such, a spiritual lens to what I know, in psychology, what I've studied. And
yeah.
It was really beautiful. It was really fun to talk about.
That's awesome.
And I feel like we got pretty deep without, going too deep, but it was good.
Good.
It was really good.
I love it. Yeah. It's funny because I don't know how we've done 5,000 episodes of Honest to God so far. And originally we thought we were going to run out of topics and 5,000 metaphorically, right? But we've done hundreds of these, right? And it is amazing how infinite the number of topics and things to get into has been. I mean, I just show up and sit down. What are y'all doing? You're doing one that comes out next week that we're filming after this.
Oh, yeah. We want to talk about virtuous friendships.
See, that's awesome. I literally cannot wait for for any of it. And I get to just hang out and have people who know stuff about things. I ask dumb questions. It's the best thing ever. What about you, Bella? What you got?
I've done a couple. I think my first one is about finding a future spouse or something. I remember that one was really good. I also remember watching it and learning a lot, not only being in the room, but again watching it and learning a lot. And then I think I was on the one about femininity with Tessa, and I like that one too. But some of the my favorite ones that I've watched are probably the ones with spouses interacting.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
And it's just really cute to see. I think I watched the one with the couple who met on Hinge or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was that's so cute. What a modern spin on a Catholic couple. You know what I mean?
That's been one thing that's changed for me a lot in the last 3 years of doing this. I had a very nope, dating apps are all bad attitude because it wasn't a thing. And automatically, if I don't have personal experience with a thing, I assume it's terrible, right?
Yeah.
And I always tell people, for a long time, I felt like marrying my wife when I did. We got married in 2011. Mm-hmm. And then watching my friends who got married later, dating and the internet thing and everything, I always say I felt like I caught the last chapter out of Nam, right? I just barely made it out. But the more I'm on the show, I get to interview these people and everything, I hear great stories. I've become way less cynical and jaded about what them kids are doing nowadays, you know? So
darn kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
most people, I feel like most couples nowadays meet online.
Yeah, but just some of the most wholesome, wonderful, wonderful people. And I get it, the game has just totally changed. And I don't, I'm now the old guy who doesn't.
He's no longer giving boomer vibes.
Me?
Yeah.
I was never giving boomer vibes, Julian. I have been an adamant detractor to the entire generation of the baby boomers my entire professional career. All right? I've never given them an inch. Thanks for, no, I'm trying to compliment him now.
Do you not know what giving vibes means?
No.
Okay. I was using some young adult terminology.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the whole rest of this episode, we're just going to talk in awful middle school slang. I'm going to use the word skibbity so much.
Oh,
skibbity.
Wow.
Don't know what that means. If that's a curse word or some weird sex thing, I apologize. all right. Cool.
Okay. I guess I should. You know what? Can one of y'all explain what I mean when I say he was giving boomer vibes?
You're giving off the vibe
of a boomer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think you understood. All right.
In the last 10 minutes or so, here's what I want to hear. We talked about this a little bit before the segment, before the ending of our last segment. What should we do an episode on? What going forward? I've made it very clear. I want to do a weird conspiracy episode. I want to talk about Freemasons. I want to talk about all the stuff. But other than that, what should we do an episode on?
Have we done one on the Protestant Reformation?
No, we should do that so hard. I want to do that so bad.
I would, yeah.
I'm going to do a Reformation one. I'm going to do a Crusades one. I got like a lot of history stuff that I really want to dig into.
Yeah.
We did the Crusades. Did we talk about the Crusades?
Oh,
we've touched on the Crusades. We haven't done a full episode.
Yeah. Greek gods or like any of the mermaids? Come on.
Mermaids are around. Cool stuff. Okay, stegosauruses.
Yes.
Let's talk about why they're the coolest dinosaurs.
Are those actually real though?
Yeah, those are real.
Yeah. We should do an episode on. Like, oh my gosh, you know what we need to do an episode on?
Please tell me.
Giraffes giving birth. Can we talk about how, like, God's 100%. Sense of humor. Okay, let me rephrase. God's sense of humor in creation.
We're going to do a whole honest to God Tessa reacts thing.
Just my gosh.
Giraffes giving birth. Please. I don't understand what you mean at all. Please give me context.
Okay,
on.
You just.
I'm super supportive.
I literally can't even explain it. I'm just, like. I just have to show it to you, and then you'll just understand.
Tessa, I cannot wait to watch giraffes give birth.
I can't wait to watch you.
That sounds great.
Because he hates giraffes.
I don't like giraffes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care much for giraffes.
Okay, well, I can't wait.
You're selfish.
Well, just wait. I think you'll like it a little more after you see them giving birth. Weren't,
but they are.
So you want to see a reaction video of John Henry watching a giraffe give birth?
I want to do. Here's an idea for a series of shorts. All right.
Okay.
I do a bunch of reaction videos, but I do it the way I would actually react if I like by myself. Like, and so I'm just like watching, and maybe I go. I breathe air out of my nose and kind of like shrug for a second, right? I think that would be great.
You think it would be great? I would love to see how you two would treat.
No,
they'd
love it.
Reaction.
They would love. They would appreciate the honesty. The episode honest
to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See. There you go. See. What else? What else should we do?
That would be a good show. Authenticity. I've been on a kick with that.
Yeah.
Oh, like as a topic for a show.
Yeah. Like just as human beings. I read this book. It's like a. It's like a Christian. I don't know who wrote it, but. A Christian psychologist, actually. I do know who wrote it. I don't remember his name. Mm-hmm. But it's called The Gift of Being Yourself.
Yeah, I have that one.
Oh, I told you to buy it.
Yeah, you did.
And it's just, like, talking about, like, being authentically you and why it's so important in Christian community and why it's really important to recognize, like, and be very aware of your weaknesses because it's actually really important in ministry.
Cool. And, I dig it, though.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Do you remember the name of the book? What was it? Did you say
The Gift of Being Yourself.
Okay.
It's a really good title.
Yeah.
I remember like 70,000 different times in my life I've had to like stop and think like, do I like the things I do? Like, what am I doing right now? Who is the person that I am really me, or have I just been putting on a bunch of masks my entire life and now I don't even know? Like, I've got a great spiritual director that I'm meeting in a week or day after tomorrow, and we dig into all that. All that good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Also, I'm biased because I'm about to do this for a year, but why serving the poor is like so beautiful.
Do an episode on that. I would love to do an episode on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that who was it? Do you know Innie Hickman? Do you know that name? He does a bunch of YouTube-y stuff, but he started doing this thing where. And I don't think it even has a cool title. I think it's just a thing that he's been doing where he just started taking Jesus Christ seriously when he says things about like ministering to and being a good neighbor. And he's like, I bet Jesus is talking about humanity. I get it. But also he's probably talking about my neighbors. And so he started like people in his community. He was just like, I'm inviting all these people over and we're having good conversations and I'm going to ask to pray with them and do all the awkward stuff. Yeah. That's really great. Because I think so many of us, myself, I'm 100% guilty of this, right? Our Catholicity gets boiled down into like this spiritual pride sometimes, and you don't actually go out and do the hard stuff because it's really easy to feel, once again, speaking for myself, morally superior, like having the right answers and being able to like type things and whatever. And that's so lame. I don't know. I think the homeless thing you're doing is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you give us a suggestion, Bella? I'm literally just farming for suggestions right now.
I have two. First one is, have we talked about the origin story of Honest to God and how it came to be?
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever done like a.
I remember being like in the room. Yeah,
I
were
have
you
pictures
there?
From
the
that
brainstorming.
Car ride.
I wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
You weren't birthed yet. No. It's Honest to God.
Like a baby giraffe, not yet born.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pumped.
And then I have another one. I don't know if we've done an episode on like anxiety and mental health.
I would love to do an episode.
Because I think it'd be really good to bring like awareness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I just thought another one. You said awareness. this might be a heavier topic, but like the sex trafficking and like what that means for like us in the faith. And I just know being like a health teacher and everything too, like that is a big area for that, like in schools that we just don't know about and everything.
I'd love to do a whole episode on the clerical sex abuse scandal from the early 2000s.
I'm a big believer
in just kind of ripping the curtains open and sunlight on
it. It goes back to like the authenticity and honesty. Yeah. It's like,
Even 100%. Back to the Protestant Reformation like episode, because there was a lot of things like on that list that was like totally he was correct, like all that stuff was
there's some pretty messed up bishops and stuff like that.
I'd like to call it the Protestant Rebellion. I'd love to continue to dig into this. We're at like just about a minute, so whatever. I know we're getting ideas and it's great, but
I appreciate it, Julian. Julian's really good at keeping us on task. But before we do that, I want to talk about how aliens made the Grand Canyon.
The Grand
Canyon. I believe it.
I made that one. Good. Thank you, Bella. Thanks for being Rod and Die on all my...
So they were mining, right, is what you believe?
Yep,
I've seen evidence to support that. I don't know if I believe it, but I've seen evidence to support it.
I just made it up 5 minutes ago, I'm all in
Not
now.
Not aliens, but entities.
Get red-pilled with me, Julian, on the alien mining operation. But we'll have to talk more about that next week on Honest to God, because we are running out of time.
We are.
Happy third anniversary. This has been really great. Super excited. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thanks to everybody who's supported us with your time, with your treasure, with your talents, with anything. Seriously, we really appreciate it. Couldn't have done it without you guys. This is a ministry, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen
at home. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. It's been Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlantis Catholic Radio. Producer Julian.
Signing off.
Over and out.
Nailed it.
This has been Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.